أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. There is a third favor which Allah mentions upon the Bani Israel. Before this, Allah Ta'ala mentioned His favor, that how He had saved them from Fir'aun, who used to make them suffer a terrible punishment by slaughtering their male offspring, the boys, and keeping the girls alive, and in that they were abused terribly. Allah says there was a very great test for you from Allah Ta'ala. So that was so that Allah gave them salvation from that. That was also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, which is referred to as the third favor of Allah Ta'ala upon the Bani Israel, which is being described in detail here. But really, in this third favor, there are so many favors of Allah Ta'ala, and so deep Allah Ta'ala's favors and His ni'mats are upon mankind. Upon the Bani Israel, which Allah is referring to, and we should also consider how many of Allah's favors are upon us. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ اور جب پھار دیا ہم نے تمہاری وجہ سے دریا کو. And remember that time also, that favor of mine, when I made the sea split apart for your sake. This was the time when Fir'aun wanted to capture and take hold of all the Bani Israel. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took them and was escaping from Fir'aun. And they came to a place where the deep blue sea was in front, and the army of Fir'aun was at the back. Now they only saw their destruction completely. There is no salvation. We can't escape and go anywhere. Fir'aun, with all his tyranny, is behind us, and the deep blue sea is in front of us. Where do we go now? They even told Musa alayhi salam, now we are destroyed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with that iman with Allah Ta'ala that we cannot imagine, he said, Kalla, never ever. Allah won't let us be destroyed. And at that moment, again we see great lessons for us to learn. Allah ordered Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, take your staff, your stick, and hit the sea with it. It did not make sense outwardly again, like at the present moment at all times. The laws of Allah Ta'ala, many times for people without iman, don't make sense. And this is what iman is, to accept explicitly the law of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it makes sense to us or not, it is the law of Allah, we accept it wholeheartedly. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, logically, people say it should have been more logical, it should have taken that stick and hit Fir'aun on his head. That would have made more sense according to us. But Allah said, hit your stick on the sea. He hit the stick, fanfalaqa, and the sea split apart. And not only one path, but 12 tribes of the Bani Israel, and Allah made 12 paths for them. And that also, not only the 12 paths, but like a wall of glass, wall of water, where they could see through one another. Like in a desperate situation like that, if a person is getting saved, but he's wondering, what about my other people? What's happening to them? Where are they? Allah gave them that contentment also, that they could see that everyone is coming through and going through safely. So, and this Allah says, Bikumul Bahra, for your sake we did this. For your sake, that is for your protection. And for your safety, we did this. And we made the sea split apart. And you saw the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, sea, water doesn't separate from one another. Water, drops and drops of water, kiloliters and kiloliters, but they are all joined. And Allah showed His great qudrat. And this was no thing which some idiots try and explain as a matter of high tide and low tide. And that is how it came about. High tide and low tide is taking place in the seas all the time. but there are no parts that are being made, and exactly 12 parts, and for the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. And then they were also, Allah put it in their heart which path they must go in, and they all crossed across so safely. For us it is a great lesson that we must also always follow the laws of Allah, whether outwardly it makes sense to us or not. And Allah's help, Allah's system is such that we want Allah's help in well in advance. But Allah's system is at the exact time Allah's help comes. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it is said when he was going to be catapulted in the fire, if the fire had become a garden before time, then even Namrud the king should have jumped in before Ibrahim alayhi salam also. But Allah changed it into a garden at that specific moment when Ibrahim alayhi salam was entering into the fire. And this also shows how great Allah's qudrat is. Allah doesn't need all logistics and planning for years before for a big event, and making this plan and that plan. Allah's command is kun, and that kun also is for us to understand. It is just that irada of Allah, that intention, that irada of Allah, and things happen immediately. So great is Allah. So we have to see to the greatness of Allah and put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. So we see in the answer, there are other ni'mats of Allah mentioned in this ayat, which are referred to as the third ni'mat of Allah. But in each one, what great ni'mats, qudrat of Allah, knowledge of deen, which Allah Ta'ala has given us in the Quran. May Allah make it that we appreciate it, and that we imbibe it, we bring it into our lives, and live accordingly, and enjoy the great fruit of deen in this world already. And then what to say in the akhirat, what Allah will give. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all that in His great mercy and qudrat.